P1, this is T-Bar out of the Kiss My Bass tournament at Lantana Resort on Lake Ray Roberts. The winning fish right now is at 1.62 pounds.
E-Break Classics.
Congratulations to Mike Reiner, this week's winner of the Emergency Break of the Week.
Racing on this. And the reason I'm pretty sure of this is because that is about all the business that I've done here recently. As far as getting a new car, truck, van, or SUV, or anything like that goes.
What are you doing?
Don't you hear Kevin Scott? He's in the headset.
Oh,
Kevin. Sorry. Can we start this live spot over, Psycho? Wow. You know,
way to go, Ryan.
Wasn't his fault.
But he is the broadcaster of records.
But then again, you know, when a major league manager gets fired, it's usually not their fault.
No. Nope. Man, that's funny. Way to go, Ryan. This week's winner of the Emergency Break of the Week.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
We must be out, honey.
You're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
Working for you. Subject to 2-year agreement, $15 activation fee, $175 termination fee for line. Other charges and restrictions. Coverage not available everywhere.
My baby likes to go out. Walk every night. She said she don't care where we go. Any place is alright. She said she just wants something real to keep. Other than that, it's really up to me. My baby likes to go out, every night. But when I pick her up, it's always the same. 'Cause that's when we got to play our little game. I'm like, Japanese, Chinese, Thai food, okay? She's like, nah, why don't you take me down to Chipotle? My baby likes to go out.
Buy yours at Chipotle.com.
You're listening to the Ticket E-Break Classic.
One nurse was quoted as saying, "Ain't nothing wrong with his ass." Wow. That's a medical...
why?
Diagnose what's wrong with him? That's a nurse.
First of all, if you speak that way, you shouldn't be allowed to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Nurse Ratchet?
I'm getting the look from Fernando for turning off the music.
So sorry, Jer.
Was Nurse Ratchet really streetwise with that kind of lingo? I don't remember her
being
that way.
No, I don't get the joke.
No?
Really either.
Sorry, Junior.
Well, it's a Fernando joke.
Go to hell, Junior.
Now, we all know that ain't is improper.
Maybe I ought to have the Fernando joke of the week.
It should be, it isn't.
You know what's the funniest thing about that? When he issues a bad line... and we lay out, then you hear his heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Junior.
Come see your Texas Chevy dealer. This is the Ticket.
The Dallas Cowboys travel to Lambeau tomorrow afternoon to play the Pack. The sticker brought to you by Jack Link's Beef Jerky and the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The Packers were winless at home this season, but quarterback Brett Favre has done a good job as he's only been sacked 3 times this season. Cowboys D-tackle Greg Ellis talks about Favre being elusive.
A lot of things I see him doing this year, he actually steps out of the pocket, goes deeper to avoid sacks. And I think that, again, credit to the offensive line in Brett for only giving up, what, 3 sacks this whole year. So that says a lot. You know, he can make people miss. He's still doing that.
Tomorrow's game at Lambeau kicks off at 3:15. Be sure to tune in for the Tickets Cowboys countdown to kickoff beginning tomorrow at 1 o'clock. At the Fanai Classic at Disney World, Briony Baird is your leader for 2 rounds at 13 under par for the tournament. He's 1 shot up on Tom Lehman, and Lehman feels like no lead is safe this weekend.
Nowadays, you know, there's too many good players, and so the mindset has actually changed somewhat, I think, on Sunday. You know, you can't just go out there and say, I'm just going to keep from making mistakes. You have to actually, you've got to play offense. You've got to go, go low.
The leaders tee off today at around 1 o'clock, and it's a big day nationally in college football as Michigan takes on Purdue. Texas Tech hosts number 8, Texas. Tennessee hosts Alabama. UCLA is on the road against Arizona State. Oklahoma State hooks up with Missouri. Florida State takes on Wake Forest. Nebraska heads to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. And Notre Dame is at home against Boston College. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 9:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
T-Bag.
Good morning, 8:53 on the ticket. T-Box here, Rick and Craig, along with special guest Paul Stankowski, PGA Tour player, and we'll corral him for, until 10 o'clock today. I believe it's time to just pepper him with questions. Ask the pro, and you can do it as well if you have a compelling question. You've always wanted to ask a tour player, 214-787-1310 or pound 1310 on your wireless. All right, let's get right to it. Let me start off because I got a quick one, okay? Every PGA Tour player I see right now has got those Ion bracelets on. Yeah, he's got something working there. And you got two of them on there. Do they do anything?
I have no idea.
And every guy I ask, I say, do anything? They say, I have no idea. Yeah. But every one of you is wearing them.
I don't know. I still have surgery. You know, it didn't keep me from having surgery.
I used to wear that copper. I mean, that what was that one called? That
I
had
knows.
With the two balls on the, you know, on the
U-ray or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. All I remember was when I played in that charity challenge, my neck got really tweaked, and I put it on, not even remembering that I had a bad neck. And I swear, about 3 hours later, I didn't have any pain.
Wow.
Even if it's a placebo.
Yeah.
Even if it's all psychosomatic, who cares?
Yeah.
If it works, it works.
I don't like to wear gold or anything like that, so this is black rubber. Kind of my speed, you know?
There you go.
Having a rubber band on my arm. My band decoration.
But you don't know if it does anything.
I have no clue.
Okay, how often do you try a new equipment on the range? Every Monday through Wednesday, it's carnival day out on the range, and guys are hawking clubs and trying to put stuff in your hand. How often are you tempted to try something new?
Once a week, I'll hit something. They're always, you know, shaft companies are saying, hey, try this shaft out. Give us some feedback. Different heads on, you know, different clubs I'm playing. So once a week, I'll try something. I'm open for a lot of that stuff anyway. So, I don't have any. I have some favorite clubs that I won't change, but if there's something, quote unquote, better, I'm going to try it.
What are the clubs you won't change?
The ones that are working that day.
I gotta think wedges. You don't mix and match. I mean, you don't take out much.
No, I switched to the wedge I'm playing right now about 4 years ago. The type of wedge. It was a prototype, and I used to play a ping forever, and mm-hmm. I took that out of the bag to put this in after 5 minutes with it. Great.
I love
great
your
stuff.
Equipment.
All right,
Craig and I always have this debate, and. If I came up to you on the range and gave you, let's say, a handful of different golf balls that were not branded, they were just blank, no brands on them, no nothing, and you hit them, could you pick out which is which?
No. I could pick out which ones I like better.
Really?
But I couldn't tell you which ones the, you know, if I looked at the ball closely, I could probably tell by the dimple pattern.
I'm just talking about hitting. I mean, whether it's a wedge or a driver, what swing?
If I could tell which brands they were, or
well, not necessarily. I guess versus a
can you
say Pilot DX versus a Pro V, or you know something like that?
Yeah, I could probably. If you told me what balls were in this mix, I could probably tell you which ones. I mean, would
were.
You when Phil had to use Tiger's Nikes when he was practicing with them before the Ryder?
Uh-huh.
I gotta think, does it really matter that much to you?
Oh, of course, yeah. Balls have different characteristics, and so for me, like a real hard ball, the balls we use today for the most part are old, like old Pinnacles.
Right.
I mean, I used to love Pinnacles, but range balls, if you hit balls on the range, they go straight up in the air, right? Hard balls, they don't stay on your face very long, so they just go straight up. Whereas a ball that is has a real soft cover, they hug your face a lot longer, and they'll start out lower, and they may spin up, but they don't just bounce straight up in the air off your club head. And so I can tell the difference between a ball that has a real soft cover and a ball that has a harder cover instantly, not even by feel or sound, but by the way the ball takes off the club, off of a 9-iron or a 5-iron or whatever. And with Phil's ball, I have no idea what he was playing. And Tiger's ball, which I believe is probably one of the softest balls on tour.
Really?
Yeah, his balls, they don't go, he has soft balls. the balls that he plays, they are probably the shortest balls on tour. But I believe, I played what he played for 3 years, but they were the best, most consistent golf ball I played at that time. And so Phil, he likes the ball to go real far. I mean, he's always obsessed with length.
He's hitting a rock.
Exactly. That's what I think anyway. And so, but I don't know. Yeah. They are different. And you can tell the difference between from one ball to the next, in my opinion. If they're both soft covers and different brands, you can't tell. But if they're hard and one's soft, you can tell by the way they launch.
Gotcha. Great radio there.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Sorry.
All right. So you've been off for a couple months. You'll be off for a little longer. You're obviously not keeping the current caddy that you had.
It's been so long I forgot who I had last.
Okay. So you start up, you'll probably play next year. Season starts next year.
Well, let's say he just plays in Korea. You're supposed
to possibly I'm taking play a buddy of mine.
Oh, you can take a buddy.
Yeah, okay. Just for fun.
So, but for next year on tour, you're going to be on tour next year. What do you do? How do you find somebody? What are you going to do? Are you going to have somebody you already used?
I got my first phone call yesterday from a caddy asking me that same question. What are you going to do next year? So I hadn't thought about it until yesterday, and now I'm actually going to start thinking about who I'd like, get a list of people that I'd like to have work for me, and then find out if they're available.
Wait till they get fired?
Yeah.
For next year?
Yeah.
Next year?
Steve will be available.
So a caddy who works for a guy who's on the 120th on the money list, making $600,000 this year for a player, what's a caddy like that make a year? What could he make?
I think the rule for a weekly salary is around $1,000. That's probably the average, mm-hmm. $1,000, $1,200 a week. And then percentages range from 5% to 10%.
10% for a win.
Yeah, I mean, the ballpark would be 5% if you make the cut, 7% for a top 10, and then 10% for a win. And that fluctuates from, I used to pay at one time 6, 8, and 10. Some guys pay, 5, 7, and 11. I mean, it kind of varies, but that's kind of the general 5, 7, and 10 has been the norm.
Talking to Paul Stankowski here on the T-Box. By the way, this segment sponsored by Dewar's 12-year-old scotch. Big players on the T-Box. I don't want to laugh because I love doors.
What do most of the tour players do at night?
Sleep.
They don't try and get stiff free tickets to go to sporting events?
If there's something in town. The cool thing about L.A. week is that the Lakers are in town. You got the Clippers. That time of year, there's hockey going on. They have some of the TV shows. You can go sit on the set there. So
tournament officials take care of you guys.
Yeah, the guys who run the tournaments, they do try and set up different deals. They'll get some tickets, suites to different baseball games that time of year or basketball games. So it is fun.
All right. So when you're at the Southern Farm Bureau Open in Mississippi, what do you do?
You go eat.
Probably not.
You just go eat some dinner and maybe go see a movie and go to sleep.
When's the last time you...
That's me.
When's the last time you chipped into a hotel curtain, window curtain?
Oh, boy. Pretty much every time I stay in one.
Really? I mean, it's so serious. I mean,
yeah, I mean
you chip... Because you can make those things really heavy to block out the light.
Yeah.
I try not to hit the curtain, but sometimes, you know, I'm not a very good chipper, so I scull them across. You know, they have tight carpets, man. It's hard to chip on in the hotel.
Did you do that? To bring your putter in at night sometimes and just practice?
If I have my clubs with me, which usually I do take my clubs back, I putt and chip a little bit. But it's mostly when I'm bored. If I'm with my family, they, you know, I have no interest in
right.
that. But when I'm by myself, you know, you got to kill time. And you know, when you're waiting on room service for the hour and 10 minutes it takes to get your food, yeah, you got to kill time. Watch SportsCenter and putt.
You told me something last time you were on the air, and it really surprised me. And you said you don't have a backup set of clubs.
I have a bunch of sets of clubs at home, but I only travel with one set, you know.
Oh, okay. So you do have a backup set.
I technically don't, because they're all different kinds. I'm just stuff I've tried. You know, I try something, and it goes in my garage.
So to tell the audience, what do you play now? What's in your bag?
I've got a putter, some irons, and a Callaway driver.
Waiting for a new contract? You're a free agent right now?
I play Callaway driver.
Uh-huh.
I carry a Callaway bag. I play a Callaway ball. And I have a putter and some irons.
Okay, so that's, you know what? That's a very honest answer, because when players have contracts, they're contracted to have a certain amount of clubs in the bag, whether it's the driver or a wedge or a ball or something like that. But other than that, I know, like VJ. VJ is Cleveland all the way, but I know he's got an R7 driver. He's got a TaylorMade R7 driver. And, you know, and you can do that all day long.
Yeah, it varies contract to contract. Different players, some people have in their contract that they have to play, you know, 10 clubs, 12 clubs. Some people just have a driver deal. And so they play a driver and whatever irons they want to play. And, yeah, so that's kind of what I was under. I went out and I did a ball, driver, bag, and hat deal, glove, I believe. And I played the irons that I played for a while. That I really like. I spent a lot of time in the off season working on trying to find the right irons, and I tried everything and stayed with what I had played previously.
And pros are probably no different than amateurs. And like, I change irons very, very seldom.
Yeah.
Wedge is the same way. So I had a putter I might play around with, a driver I might play around with. The same thing on the tour?
For the most part. But you get guys every 3 or 4 years changing equipment deals.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they do, for the most part, they change everything. I didn't want to get stuck in that last year. I wanted to make sure I played the best equipment for me. I didn't want to settle for something.
Didn't and sell out?
No, because I've done that before.
Could you have?
And
you have and made a lot, considerably more money?
Yes, and I've done that in the past, and it really, you know, we play for so much out there now, and winning is really everything from that standpoint that I don't want to play with equipment that I don't agree with.
Well, case in point, Mark Brooks wins the PGA, and then he changes out sticks, and he hasn't been the same since.
Yeah.
Never been the same.
I'll tell you what, it's tough to say no. You know, when they're laying a bunch of greenbacks in front of you to play their equipment, it's tough to say no.
And in all fairness, when you're playing well, you probably think you can hit anything.
Exactly, and that's you might, but it has to look the same. You know, if you're a blade guy and you go to something that's
cavity back or something.
Cavity back. It's a different ball game.
Okay, so you have a ball deal.
Yeah.
And so you're playing the Callaway HX Tour?
I played that for a time, and I played the CTU 30.
Okay, so you've got a Callaway ball deal, and you see all these new balls that are coming out. Will you at least hit them to see? Or do you say, hey, look, I've got a Callaway, and we'll see what else is out there?
Well, my deals are up, and so I'm really not in a great spot because I hadn't played a whole lot. And but yeah, I'm going to try everything. Even Callaway has new balls that I didn't even know came out because I haven't been out there since June.
Right.
So,
and you guys get all the prototype stuff too,
right,
before we even see it.
Right. But I've been out of the loop, so I'm going to go out to Carlsbad next week and do some chip testing. So I can't hit full shots yet. So I'm going to putt and chip and just see if I like the feel of a cover of some balls. And you know, during the off season, I'll figure out what I want to do. And you know, I like the ball I played last year a lot. I was able to control it, spin it, do what I wanted to do with it. And so I'm not looking to change, but I do want to see if there's something better. And that's what I'm doing.
All right, that's Paul Stankowski, PGA Tour player. Good on, great guy. Love talking to Paul. And we'll ask him more questions, including, so when you go out there and you're a free agent, do you just just go up and down the road in Carlsbad and see what manufacturers you want to hit. We'll talk about that next on The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. People do win.
Michael Buss, Greg Martinez,
the P1 Perfect Pair,
Sean Perkins, and Trent
Ryan Comiskey. Registered Tickethead cardholders are qualified to play 4 times daily.
And if you're paying attention, you can win.
Pick and match 2 squares, and you win what's on the other side.
We're just giving stuff away today. It's everybody's lucky day.
This is my lucky day.
Brought to you by Central Yamaha.
E-Brake Classic.
The producer of Bad Radio, Tom Gribble, who for some reason thought it'd be a good idea to turn on his mic while he burped, as Bob's trying to make a sports point, and you can tell it throws Bob for a loop.
Is Bob talking about the Stars?
No, I don't think so.
Now, I don't know what Antoine Walker does, but more importantly, I think the big three of there's not enough from... What the heck was that?
Was that you, Bob?
No, that's Gribble opening his mic to burp.
That was an accident.
I don't know where I was. Ray and Mesquite.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, I want to address that best player or better player.
I know where I was. Yeah, here's my last point. I don't think Nash and Finley are all world enough at this point.
See, when he's off of hockey, he sucks.
Where was I? Oh, I know where I was.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
Hey, no worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
E-Brake.
The Kirk Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, J.D.
Okay, Chris.
Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
That's 40 minutes, I'm sure.
And then they laugh.
Boy.
Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
Right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth.
Congratulate yourself on your excellent timing. Right now, Central Yamaha in Plano is offering special financing on every new Yamaha for as little as $39 a month for 24 months at 3.9% interest. You can ride off on any new Yamaha motorcycle or ATV. Plus, we'll even give you up to $200 cash back on select off-road motorcycles and sport ATVs. That's an offer you can take straight to the bank. Hurry to Central Yamaha in Plano now. Cashback offer good on select models. Finance offer good through December 31st, 2004 on any new 2005 prior year Yamaha motorcycle excluding FJR models, ATV or scooter model and a Yamaha card subject to credit approval. Reduced rate 3.9% APR and $39 monthly payment effective on these purchases for 24 months. If your account is kept current, maximum amount financed $10,000 for amounts up to $20,000, $69 monthly payments will be required as described in your cardholder agreement. Default rate 24.99%, minimum finance charge $1. Use dealer for age recommendations. Yamaha recommends an approval training course. Call 1-800-887-2887. Dealer participation may affect this offer. The Ticket.
The number 8 team in the nation, Texas, will have their hands full on the Llano Estacado tonight. Texas Tech has the top passer in the nation in Sonny Cumbie, and have scored 70 points in each of their last two games at Jones Stadium. And Horns coach Matt Brown talks about the QB factory in Lubbock.
He's like the other quarterbacks out there. It's amazing. They all look alike. They're very tall. They're very talented. You can't get to them. It seems like he's getting better every game, and he's found the go-to guys, and is very comfortable right now with the offense.
Tonight's Big 12 matchup kicks off at 6 o'clock. You can see the game on TBS. Elsewhere in local college action today, number 2 Oklahoma has homecoming against Kansas at noon. The 17th-ranked Aggies play Colorado at 12:30 down at Kyle Field. Baylor takes on Iowa State this afternoon at Floyd Casey at 2:05. TCU plays host to Houston tonight at 6 o'clock at Amon Carter Stadium. And the Mean Green of North Texas battle Sunbelt rival New Mexico State at South Field for homecoming. That is the 6 o'clock kickoff. Game 1 of the World Series between the Red Sox and Cardinals happens tonight at Fenway. Woody Williams gets the start for the Redbirds, and he knows pitching at Fenway is a challenge, especially against the tough Boston lineup.
There's no doubt that I have to make sure that I focus every hitter. I got to keep the top of the lineup off the bases because the big boys can definitely make that a 3 or 4 run inning real quick.
Tim Wakefield goes tonight for Beantown in the first World Series game in Boston since 1986. First pitch is set for 7:05. And the Kiss My Bass Fishing Tournament is going on right now at Lake Ray Roberts. The leading weight this hour is 1.62 pounds brought in by Barry Maples of Fort Worth. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 9:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Dallas, tomorrow at 3:15. The Ticket's Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
9:14 on the T-Box. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengard from Avid Golfer Magazine. And graciously joined by Paul Stankowski, PGA Tour boy. And,
call me boy.
Well, you're a fun boy. And looking to be back on tour next year after he gets his wrist cut on a little bit. Let's do the weather real quick, Jason, because I believe it is sponsored, and we must do.
T-Box weather sponsored by Reliant Energy and Gulf and Home of Texas. Today, partly cloudy, high of 83, looking for a low tonight of 69 with some isolated storms. High tomorrow of 84, and that's your T-Box weather.
Okay, so you're free agent, Paul, looking for different deal, and Carlsbad is the epicenter of the golf manufacturing universe out in California. Everybody's out there. You say you're going to make a trip. Are you just going to go up and down the line and knock on doors, or what do you?
No,
or does your
no,
agent
no.
do that for you? What happened?
No, yeah, he made the phone calls, and I'm going to go see two different companies, and I'm going to go out to Callaway to see their new product. I'm probably going to stay with them, but because I like what I've got, but I want to test their new ball.
It's called a black.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
He's tuned in.
They brought it out.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's supposed to be softer than the HX Tour.
Beautiful.
Simple.
If it is, that's great. The ball I played, the CTU 30 was a softer ball. So I'm hoping it's softer.
Okay, so you've been on tour. So you've had your car for 9 straight years, right?
94 was my rookie year, so I've been out there since then.
Okay, so when you deal with these different manufacturers, do you have any negotiating room, or do they have a set amount that they offer based upon where you rank?
Yes and no. They do have pretty much an idea of what they want to pay, but if you're real marketable and if you just had a great year, obviously you're in a better spot, just like anybody else. Any other sport, they're all the same. If I was 20th on the money list and had won 3 times this year or something and I'm a free agent, obviously there's a lot of negotiation room there. But that's where guys end up leaving club companies because they just go for the best deal. But I'm not in that situation right now.
I remember talking to you 6-7 years ago. Your contract with Callaway was up, and you had the most unique deal of Callaway because you were the only player on tour that was Callaway up and down but had Bugle Boy on your shirt.
Yeah, that was a really good Bugle Boy. That was a great deal, man. That was a great deal. But they went bankrupt.
Oh, did they?
So the deal turned to be not that good. It was good for a couple years though.
So what's the sweet spot on the money list where you're getting clothing deals, you're getting everything? You need to be what, top 50?
You know what? Probably somewhere in there. But there again, it's if you're marketable. And some people in the top 50 just aren't marketable.
Good
like
point.
Some people at 100 are marketable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you got a personality, John Daly is going to be, he's going to get away pretty
exactly.
much whatever he wants.
So it really varies. But, yes, the rule, I mean, if you're in the top seven, if you've got your card fully exempt, you're going to get something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some pretty good deals. You may not get paid for clothes, but they'll give you clothes. Or they'll let you buy them at a cheaper discount.
Really? You have to
yeah.
buy them? Really?
It has changed, man. It has changed. It used to, like I say, Bugle Boy was a great, I mean, it was far, far beyond anything I ever dreamed. I mean, they're clothes, man. I got to wear clothes anyway, and they're
mm-hmm.
paying me boatloads to do it. And now I'm getting, you know, like half off cost or something. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is cool, you know.
It's better than nothing.
I can get free clothes, but they may not be what I want to wear.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather wear something that I'm comfortable in.
So you wear Callaway hats, right?
Yeah.
Callaway hats. So do you have like a good hat that you love that you wear every week, or do you bring four hats a week with you? I mean,
like my Gagne hat?
Yeah.
that'd be pretty cool, but it probably wouldn't look very good. No, they put hats in my locker every week. And,
How many boxes of balls do you put in your locker?
Four.
Yeah. That should last a week.
So you don't carry your own, right? You just
no.
Okay, they just put them in there.
Yeah, actually, I have a big. We have a guy on tour, Steve, that carry. He has a big trailer and does our luggage. He's our luggage guy.
Mm-hmm.
We pay him to carry our luggage from one event to the next, so we can travel lighter. And so I have a big old hockey bag full of my workout equipment and a bunch of extra rain gear and all my balls and whatever I need. They go in there. So if I have because I only use two dozen balls a week, maybe three. And I've got an extra dozen. I can give them away, and sometimes I do. But if there's nobody that wants them, then I'll just throw them in that big bag and bring them home.
How about incentive deals? Not only obviously winning a major, but let's say you're in a Sunday round and you're in the top two or three groups because you're going to get the most TV exposure.
Right.
Do they have anything like that?
No, not for players.
Not really anything for caddies.
They used to do it for caddies.
But a major is worth how much to you before the real stuff comes in?
Well, first prize is about $1 million.
No. I'm saying from, let's say you go with Callaway.
Oh, right.
And they have performance bonuses in there for winning a major, don't they?
Yeah. But I don't even know. It's probably a couple hundred grand, I'm thinking, if you win a major.
And that doesn't even include outings and stuff, right? I mean, aren't you more in
right.
demand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all the
auxiliary
stuff.
I think if you, like, I'm sure Hammy's probably getting paid some pretty good coin to go play in foreign countries and, corporate outings and stuff. No, that's big. That's the biggest deal. Your club company bonus, is nice, but you can do five or six outings or 10 or 20 for that matter, but make some really good money doing that. But it's time away from home, man. You have kids, you gotta balance all that, so.
Yeah, but isn't the point where you say, okay, you had a great year early in your career, and you just say to yourself, you know what, I've got to leverage just as much as I can because you don't know if I'm going to have a year like this again.
Sure, but, you know, you win a major. Let's do the upfront stuff. You win a major, $1 million. A couple hundred thousand from your deal. Your next club deal, especially if you're not up, you renegotiate, you're going to make some good money. Probably, I don't know, I'm going to say $1 million a year. I'll just throw that out there. Could be wrong, could be high or low. That alone, without doing any corporate outings or go playing in, you know, Japan or something, you've done pretty well. And if you invest wisely,
you don't blow
it. You don't really need, obviously, if you win a major, you're good enough to continue to play on tour, even if you never win again.
Yeah, you get a 5-year exemption.
Exactly. So you don't really need to do all that other stuff, but it is attractive when they're saying, here's 250 grand to come, we'll fly you over, give you your food for free, and the next day you're home. And you've got $250,000. That's pretty good. It's pretty hard to turn down. But you do that 4, 5, 6 times, it wears you out. Yeah, you've made, you know, over $1 million, but it's just time away from home. That's more precious, you know, and guys who have families, that's the balance. Can you get burned out in a heartbeat? You've seen a lot of guys, do that. They get burned out.
You're a pretty easygoing guy, but when you're looking at the leaderboard and you know who you're going to be paired with the next day, and maybe it's a guy that's not one of your favorites, Just playing with a guy like that,
that's awesome.
does playing with a guy like that affect your game when you're playing with what you would consider a jerk?
No, not really. I mean, if I'm really focused on my job, no, and it shouldn't matter.
Does it bother other guys? I mean, you hear locker room talk. Is there a guy who's a pretty good player, and he gets matched up with somebody, and you can tell he's going to have a tough day today.
Yeah, and that's a sign of not being very good mentally. You know, it shouldn't matter who you're playing with, because if you're doing your job and you're focusing on your shot, who cares? I guarantee you Tiger doesn't give a rip who he's playing with. And if I'm paired with Tiger or VJ or Phil or one of the top players, it brings a little bit more adrenaline to the table, knowing that you're going to have more people watching. It's just a different deal. But if I'm still focused on the shot at hand, you know, it shouldn't matter.
You were you're looking for a new deal. Phil Mickelson made a very curious move right before the Ryder Cup. He switched one company to another. Was that lame brain? I mean, right before a big event like that, knowing you could probably get the money a week later.
I don't know, man. We don't know Phil's situation, you know.
But you wouldn't have done it. Would most people have done that?
I know what you're alluding to. Move on.
All right. I don't know what that means. Who's the best gossiper on tour?
I have no idea.
You don't go to one guy to get plugged in on what's happening? You don't
care?
There's
a lot of guys that talk a lot. You can be entertained by just aimless speaking. I don't know. Gossiping? I don't think there's any gossip. I don't know. That's for you guys.
I just thought there might be a guy on tour.
Is there a guy in the media who you know is in the locker room every week? If you want to know what's going on with something, you can go talk to him.
Well, you've seen, you know, there's Doug Ferguson.
Yeah, the AP guy.
Yeah, and then you got Birdies out there a bunch.
Right.
You know, the same guys that do golf are out there, and they, you know, they walk around. You got to be careful with those guys, though. You know, mm-hmm. You never know when they got the little microphone. Hey, Paul, how's it going? Good. And I'm an open book, so I start talking, and I'm like, oh, crap, he's got a microphone. You know, he's got a tape recorder. I'm like, oh, man. So, yeah, I've got to be careful because I tend to run.
Okay, I'm watching what's going on in Disney right now, and Esteban Toledo and Michael Allen were the two first guys off, and they've played 11 holes in an hour. What's it like to say, okay, I just made the cut. They were 3 under starting the day.
They got no chance.
They got no chance. What's it like playing that round of golf? And what are the goals of they're going out today? They're both playing actually pretty well. Allen's 3 under.
Well, you know, they're 4 under par they started. So, you know, if they can shoot 8 under par, 9 under par, have a great day, they're 13 under. And, you know, another good one tomorrow. They do have a chance. I mean, it's happened before. But they're going out. They probably have a little Disneyland trip this afternoon, Disney World, that they're going to go because they want to get done quicker. But Esteban's a fast player. I'm not sure if Michael is, but obviously he played 11 holes in an hour.
An hour?
An hour.
It's pretty quick.
The group next to him.
That's not playing golf, that's playing polo.
The group next to him are keeping up with him, and then there's a big gap. But,
you know, but it's when there's nobody in front of you, and the tee boxes and greens right at that golf course are right next to each other. Yeah, it's not that hard to play fast. And if you're playing, what are they, 3 under and what?
Al's 3 under through 11, and Toledo's 1 over.
All right, well, they're obviously not playing bad, so
yeah.
It's pretty quick. But the tee boxes are literally right there, so you're going to play faster anyway. The average round today will probably be under 4 hours.
Okay, we talked about it earlier about the guys you might not like playing with, but let's talk about a guy. Let's say you're a fast player, and you get saddled with playing with Bernard Langer.
Yeah.
I mean, guy is just molasses.
Yeah.
That's got to affect you.
Bernie's a great guy. Go ahead, pull the trigger. No. He is slower players, yeah. They it's tougher on me. I am fast. And but the cool thing is I can turn my brain off. I mean, it's not on very much anyway. So I could just go in daydream and
But you get roped into a slow play penalty, too. It's the whole group. It's not just the person, right?
Yeah. We have new rules now, which are great. I think they're great. A little intimidating, you know, especially if you know that if you get, I think our deal now is if you have 10, if your group is timed, it gets on the clock 10 times during the year, the next one is a $20,000 penalty. I think that's the way it works. And so if you're playing with slow guys every week, and, you know, I'm like playing extra fast, so I need to learn to kind of bridle my own emotion and my speed, pull it back, and go ahead and get the penalties. You know, because it's not going to happen. I'm not going to get the 10 because
right.
I'm fast.
But I'm not going to help a guy out in my group, help him play slower by playing faster. And I tend to do that, but I need to learn not to. And, you know, hopefully he'll get up, you know, his 10th, 20th bad time of the year when he's playing with me, and he'll get his penalty and pay the 20 grand. That's not probably a very easy check to write.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't want to help them out. And I tend to do it, but I shouldn't.
Okay. One of the things I want to get up to next.
Okay.
Is you watch Happy Gilmore and he gets a big giant check. How do y'all get your money?
Yeah, we'll talk about that next. It's Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Dun, 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 dun,
horse racing's finest sporting event is coming to the great state of Texas. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Breeders' Cup, Saturday, October 30th at Lone Star Park. Never before has Lone Star hosted such a major horse racing event, and Norm Hitzkus anchors live ticket coverage from noon to 5. You'll get inside race info and background, exclusive interviews with jockeys and trainers, and seasoned expertise from the expert of exactas, Norm Hitzkus. 8 races, $14 million total purse money. The 2004 Breeders' Cup, Saturday, October 30th at Lone Star Park. Register now at theticket.com to win tickets or a new Dodge Ram truck.
E-Brake Classics.
All right, there's the win. Yeah, doggy dog. Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know.
This is a ripoff.
Yeah. It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah. All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this, yeah. I got a question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What? What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
And welcome back to Clown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 style of stuff. Let's see how the clown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Well, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
E-Brake Classic.
That's a vote for Junior.
Okay, we have a
I don't know that that's a vote for me. I don't see that that was clear. Well, he has been getting very strange lately.
Not true.
Junior Miller's, I don't know what happened to him, but he has just weirded out the last couple of weeks. And here's another example that wins him the emergency break of the week.
That phone number again, 888-834-1999. Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What? What did you say? You said that you were all bloody. The number is 888-834-1999.
This week, go with
all right, how many, Fernando?
11 victory for you, Junior.
Whoa.
You move into sole possession of
Dribble
third place.
Robbed. I'm that's on the podium.
That's like two in the last 3 weeks for him, too. Georgie is 17, Norm and Gordo with 13. Craig, you are now in third place with 11.
All right,
you are moving on up.
Dribble did get robbed.
$1,000 off MSRP.
Howard of the people.
Right, Freddy.
Simmons at Inwood. An American revolution.
Hi, I'm Jim. And she's
Judy. We've been together
a long time. We have a
great partnership.
A sim
deep
relationship. For instance, I like
big things. And I like
to pay as little as
possible. That's why we
love our new Fox
and Jacob
home. The bedroom
are gargantuan, but the price
is petite.
The great rooms are massive,
but the price is minuscule.
The floor plans go on forever,
but the price stays
right there
within your
budget.
You get the most home for your money
money with a Fox and Jacobs home. Homes so large they cross two time zones. And prices so small you need a microscope to find them. At least that's what it feels like with a Fox and Jacobs home. Priced from the 90s. Visit foxandjacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex.
Our home is big.
And I like that.
But the price is small.
Which is
what I
care about. It's a
Sim
the Sick home for
a Sim
the Sick couple.
Fox and Jacobs, the most home for your money.
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wavefront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risks associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
When it all comes together, you get
a message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Cowboys play on the frozen tundra tomorrow afternoon against the Packers. The sticker brought to you by Lone Star of McKinney. Dallas tries to avoid a 2-4 start. Hopefully the team won't have to rely on a big challenge in tomorrow's game considering the lack of success in recent challenges. And Big Bill says he's not too keen on the current system.
I just have to rely on the people, and hey, it looks like we got, I mean, I can't see. It's like a blunder. I just hope that it's we do something to alter this a little bit when the season's over. I'm not sure, but I think the league will.
Green Bay Dallas kicks off tomorrow at 3:15. Be sure to tune in for the Tickets Cowboys countdown to kickoff beginning at 1. At the Funai Classic at Walt Disney World Resort, Bryony Baird is your leader at 13 under par. One shot up on Tom Lehman with low scores. With low scores from the last 2 days, Lehman knows the weekend will be a sprint to the finish.
This one is more of the 400 meters, maybe. You really just got to put the metal, pedal the metal and go as hard as you can for 4 days and make as many birds as you can.
And the Fall Classic goes down tonight in Boston as the Red Sox take on the Cardinals. St. Louis manager Tony La Russa has Woody Williams going in game one against Tim Wakefield, but he's yet to make a decision on the rest of the rotation.
The architect of our pitching hadn't told me how we're going to pitch. You know, we played around a little bit. And we still have some decisions to make. I mean, we're going to have to let everybody know soon, including the pitchers.
First pitch in the World Series goes down tonight at 7:05. You can see the game on Fox 4. This ticket ticker is service of 7-Eleven. Buy a cup of fresh brewed coffee at 7-Eleven and save 25 cents off a USA Today newspaper, because reading a coffee cup can be a little bit boring at participating 7-Eleven stores. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 9:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The P1 Perfect Pair. Listen four times daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Two squares are revealed. Remember where the perfect pairs are, and you're a winner. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:36 on The Ticket. Good morning, and welcome to the T-Box. Rick and Craig, along with Paul Stankowski, PGA Tour player, will pepper him with some more questions. And the rant will be at the Frontiers of Flight Museum that's on Lemon Avenue at the University in Dallas today from 10 to noon. So check that out with the Ticket Chicks, Chrissy, Robbie, and Mandy. The rant at Frontiers of Flight Museum, Lemon Avenue, University in Dallas from 10 to noon. All right, we're going to do trivia off air, 214-787-1310, pound 1310. We win free rounds of golf from Avid Golfer Magazine, the Passport. Also, overnight stay in two rounds at either the Cliffs or White Bluff. If you call, again, 214-787-1310, and give Jason the answer to this question, very tough. Who won this year's Nelson? Who won this year's Nelson tournament? 214-787-1310. Jason will take your call. All right. So Craig was asking the Happy Gilmore deal where you get the big check.
One of the classic things, he comes in like next to last. He's winner gets the big giant check. He just says, where's my check? He says, well, we'll mail it to you in a couple weeks. No, I need my check now. About a little bit later in the movie, he's got like 30 big checks
in the back of his car.
The back of his car is so classic.
Well, now it used to be, and Roger Maltby was a perfect case in point. It used to be they gave you a check and you cashed it, and the infamous story with Roger Maltby, he got blitzed at a bar after he won this tournament and left his check there. And they still have that original check up on the wall at that bar. You know, they obviously, the tour issued him another check. But how do they disperse money now, Paul?
Direct deposit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So if you win 10 grand, let's say you come in whatever and you win 10 grand.
Which is last.
What percentage of that 10 grand gets into your account?
All of it except for whatever the state will withhold.
Okay.
And you have to pay state income tax in every state you play a tournament in, don't you?
Every state that you make money in, yeah.
God, what a whip.
What's your tax return look like?
Huge.
Big.
I mean, it's thick. I mean, it's
just... Yeah, oh, yeah, there's so much stuff that's not even funny. But the cool thing, I got a great manager, and he handles all that. All I got to do is sign it and write a check.
Now, you told me one time when we were playing that...
my wife does that usually.
You just keep this envelope when you go on the road and just stuff every receipt in there and just give it to your manager when you get back in town or
that's
mail it
idea.
To him?
That's the idea, but I always forget. You know, so he's bugging me a month later. Hey, where are your receipts? I'm like, I don't know. So I just empty my briefcase, and I find them everywhere, and then, yeah, I give them to him. And,
when do you pay your caddy?
My manager pays him. Usually writes a check on Monday and sends it to him, so he'll get it, you know, Wednesday or Thursday.
Very cool. All right, so what's the best perk at any tournament on tour? What's the one tournament you really need to go to because it's the coolest thing ever?
I'd probably have to say L.A., just because you got a lot of, you know, you go see the Lakers.
La La Land.
I don't want to say go see the Clippers, because who wants to see the Clippers? Yeah. But with hockey in town and all of a sudden, it's just really cool. But a lot of events do that, but that's the coolest, I think.
And they say Castle Pines gives you supposedly the greatest milkshake ever.
Yeah, Haagen-Dazs milkshakes, they're great, but man, I used to have one a day, maybe one every couple hours. That was back when I was up above two bills, but, great, and they have great hot dogs and the locker rooms are awesome. But, you know, they're all catching on, you know, and tournaments now are competing against each other to provide the best amenities for the players as tools to get the players to come.
Where does the Nelson and the Colonial rank in terms of perks? And the
Colonial does it, or the Nelson, they do a pretty good job, you know. Colonial... It's all the same. You know, they probably rank in the middle, average. Yeah, the average. But, you know, if playoffs are in town, you know, playoff hockey usually is during May, and they would provide us some tickets for that, which is great. Rangers are, you know, if we're lucky, one of those 2 weeks they're in town, and they provide for that. So they do a great job. They do take care of us.
So when families stay in town, and especially at the Nelson, it's the Four Seasons, do all the families, the wives, the kids, everything get comped? As far as the spa, do they have full run of everything?
No, the Nelson, they're great in that they give two different services to the wives, like a pedicure and a massage, or you can choose one of two things, or basically a menu item, you can choose two things during the week that they'll do for free, which is great, you know, so my wife can get a massage and a facial or something and get to enjoy that.
I've read where the Mercedes Championship in Hawaii might be the best because everybody gets to drive a Mercedes. They pick you up limo from the airport in Maui and, you know, and take you over there. And every night there's, I'm saying, at least a $1,000 gift bag of something sitting on the basically on the bed every night. I mean, they just keep on handing you stuff, and people, and even players who might be jaded that have all the money in the world, obviously still love free stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I got to play in that twice, but when it was over here in California, and it is cool, man. It is nice. They do take care of you. But they're all catching on. There's not an event now that does a bad job.
Okay, so you've made a pretty good living. You had a couple good years. You still keep your card almost every year. You stay in, usually there's a hotel right at the golf course that you're playing at every week, like the Nelson's got the Four Seasons. Do you stay in that hotel for the most part?
Yeah, if there is a hotel close, I like to stay in the closest one. You know, but if there's a Westin or something, that, say the closest one is has bad beds, you know. You know, I want to stay in a place that's got a comfortable bed.
You don't want the pen to vibrate, put in the quarter and all that?
Yeah. I did my time on those it's nice to have a good bed, because you're in there for a week, man, and I got a comfortable bed at home. I like to have something that's very similar. And so I drive 20 minutes to have a good night's sleep, instead of sleeping on a wafer, you know.
They make you PGA Tour commissioner for a day. What's the first thing you change?
Shorts.
All right. Now what is it about that? That's a great... You know something? And you know how you can change that immediately?
Yeah.
Tiger says, I want to play in shorts. Kick me off the tour. You know, he did that with his caddy. I mean, he bulldogged the guys at the Bridges tournament, the Battle of the Bridges, and even, I think, at the Ryder Cup. And Steve Williams wanted to wear shorts, and the official said no. And Tiger says, he doesn't get to wear shorts, I'm not playing. Well, guess what? He got to wear shorts. So if Tiger would take the lead, especially in the hot summer months, I mean, sometimes it's just a beating that you guys have to wear long pants.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I could whine about it, but then I look at baseball players, you know, and those guys got to play here in Arlington when it's, what, 110 on the field, and they're in, those aren't microfiber uniforms they're wearing, you know what I mean? So it would be nice to wear shorts, but it is what it is, and if I was commissioner for a day, that's what I'd do, but I'm not, so it ain't going to happen.
What would be the second thing?
I just pay me. I don't know. If I was commissioner, what would I do? We have everything, man. We live a fantasy life out there, and it's as good as it is, as good as it's ever been, and I can't imagine it getting better. I wouldn't change. Tim's doing a great job.
You ever watch Golf Academy on the Golf Channel? I mean, you ever look at tips when you thumbing through Golf Digest and all those? You ever look at something? I forgot about that.
Not really.
Nah.
No.
Do you have a teacher?
I do.
Who is it?
Mike Wilson.
Mike Wilson?
Palm Desert. Works with Mike Weir and a few other guys.
How often do you see him?
I usually, like every 2 weeks, I'd go out and see him, or he'd come to different tournaments. He'd try and set up to where there's four guys that he works with on tour, and he'd try and set it to where we're all playing the same week, and then he'd come and fix me. But yeah, he's a great guy. I've known him since I was in college, and he's been really my only teacher since college.
You're playing a lot of pro-ams, and you said before you really enjoy them. What's the biggest mistake most amateurs make?
Well, they...
besides sucking?
Yeah, they do. They do that real well.
Now, give us the worst story, worst pro-am story you've ever had.
I've had a few where guys, you know, just won't talk. They're intimidated.
Well, they're nervous. Yeah.
Exactly. And I had one guy hit a ball that ended up 30 yards behind him, which was pretty good. Actually, hit a cart path in front of him, the curb, and almost decapitated him. But I've seen probably every bad shot you can imagine. But the biggest thing is that they want, when they tee it up on the first hole, you know, they want so badly to help and to do more, play better than they've ever played before in their life. They're behind the eight ball, and they don't have fun. It takes them 10 holes, and I got to work my butt off to try and get them to have a good time. And that's my job, to entertain these guys and to help them relax and have fun, and that's what I try to do. So I think probably the biggest thing is that they just take it too seriously, and they think they need to play as a scratch when they're an 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know they're not. And
right.
So I tell them, man, if you can make three pars a day, it's a success. You know, try and do it. You know, that's three birdies, so.
14 clubs in your bag. How many would you really need to shoot par?
Probably, I could shoot par or better. I don't know, say five.
Five clubs. Three wood?
I'd probably carry a driver. I'd probably carry a three wood, a putter, pitching wedge, 9 iron or 8 iron and a 6 iron.
Five clubs.
Yeah. Huh. Probably work.
Gotta get him in the one club.
I mean, it would take you, right?
you know what? I'll say, if you took out every even-numbered club in my bag except for my 8-iron, I could do it. I mean, I could play my typical game.
Yeah.
You don't need them all, man.
Because I grew up, I never grew up with even-numbered clubs until 19. I used to have the 3-5-7-9, you know, and fine.
Are there guys on tour who, if they lifted that restriction, would play with 25 clubs?
probably. They'd have a hard time finding a caddy.
Yeah.
Unless they were winning. Okay, and in light of that, okay, so you have, let's say you took everything, take every rule out of equipment. Every single one. Forget this core of efficiency and how far a golf ball goes. I mean, you just said for 1 year, we're taking off every restriction on equipment. Do you really think scores would drop that much? I don't.
A little bit. They would drop, but a little bit. I mean, like, so they can carry as many clubs as they want, play different golf balls.
Yeah.
Play a rock off of par 5.
Off tee and hit a soft one off of...
You know, they'd improve a little bit, but not a ton, you know.
You ever think you'll see the day when they have just one golf ball?
I hope. I'd love to see it.
Really?
Come up with a tour ball. Everybody can contribute. All the ball companies contribute money toward the one spec. You know, it's a coin toss. Who gets to make it? But everybody pays for it, and then everybody gets the allotment, and they stamp their own logo, their name on it. So Titleist can have their balls, Nike, Callaway, everybody, and you can still market it as a tour ball. And a guy who plays will only play Titleist can still play a Titleist.
Do you still? And since the predominant amount of balls that are played on tour are getting harder, you know, so you're really not taking any player out of his comfort zone, are you? If you went to one probably common ball?
Yeah, it would be tough.
I mean, guys not going to drop on the one. Really?
It'd be tough on somebody because, you know, a guy who launches it really high but has to now play a hard ball, you know, he can launch even higher, which is not that good. Or a guy who's a low and spins it a lot doesn't need a ball that spins a lot because he already spins it. So it's nice now that we have balls that really fit our games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because before you had to kind of fit your game to a ball, if you will. And so now you can play your own game and you can find a ball that fits it perfectly. By clothes.
Yeah.
You know? If everybody had to wear Jesper's clothes, it'd all look pretty funny.
Okay. We're talking to Paul Stankowski on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I think before we mix with Durant, we've never said, what's wrong with Paul? Why isn't he playing?
Okay, let's do that next because we're up against it, and we'll give you the whole medical history of Paul Stankowski next on The Ticket.
Mammoth Hammer.
Well, yeah, I know that. What's going on, honey?
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket offers the P1 the opportunity to proudly wear a face only a mother could love.
I got arrested, Mama.
The last temptation of The Ticket is the October item of the month, the Grego is My Homeboy Ticket T-shirt. Go to theticket.com and order yours for just $15 and wait as it miraculously arrives at your door 3 days later. Perfect for loafing or fishing, this charcoal gray and black beauty declares Grego is my homeboy and bestows its wearer the ability to recite hot sports opinions at will. From Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, the station that says Grego is just all right with me.
All right, listen up, folks. The last week for free TiVo and 4 free months of programming from DirecTV and Dish Direct. It's really your last chance to get on DirecTV's best offer of the year. 4 free months of Total Choice Premier programming. That's all the basic channels, plus all the premium and sports channels, absolutely free for 4 months. That's a $360 value. They will throw in a free 70-hour DirecTV TiVo unit. It's built right into the unit. It's great. It's not a separate unit. It's all nice and clean, and TiVo will change your life. Better than anything you can ever possibly get. It's absolutely free right now, along with free 4 months of programming. Call today. It ends very, very soon, like maybe tomorrow. 888-834-1999. 888-834-1999. The greatness, the beauty, the miracle of this trip.
Ticketheads, this is T-Bar out of the Kiss My Bass Fishing Tournament out of Lantana Lodge on Lake Ray Roberts. The lead fish right now is at 1.62. We have three fishermen with that size bass, and if they remain tied to the tournament...
E-Break Classics.
Wow. Now, what did I do? Let me protest.
Let him tell.
Let's listen to it first, and then you can try to defend yourself, Junior.
Because imagine if you had three Gordons as your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how draining would that be?
Well, hey, my parents had, but this was 10 years before I came along, they had 6, 4, 2, and newborn.
Mm.
Three Gordons would drive you to be Andrea Yates.
Norm?
Hi, Norm.
Norm's laughing! Norm, don't laugh!
Well, I have a problem. See,
I love and fantasize.
Everybody has a sort of a humor breaking point, and I am the worst layout person on the station. He can't lay out, he can just hang on to something and kick it for a while.
He loves Andrea Yates humor.
Price determined by BMW Center.
Visit Maritz BMW of North Arlington for a test drive. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Thanks to Norit's tankless gas water heaters, you'll never have to take a cold shower or bath again. Think about it. Hot water on demand and never running out. Norit's tankless water heaters are the best. They save space. You don't need the big tank. They save energy. You don't need to heat and reheat the tank. And best of all, you save money. Norit's tankless water heaters are easy to install and environmentally friendly. That's why every home should have one. Stop wasting money heating and reheating a tank full of water. Save money. Get all the endless hot water you need. Never take a cold shower or bath again. Norit tankless water heaters are number one in the world because supplying continuous flow hot water heating technology to the world is a tankless job. But somebody has to do it. Get your Norit tankless water heater today. Call 1-866-766-7489. That's 866-766-7489.
It's snowy hot. It's Norit. Tankless water heater.
Call 866-766-7489.
The champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
Eh, we didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, will you?
Chevy, driving Texas.
The Ticket.
The Aggies play host to Colorado today at Kyle Field. The sticker brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. A&M is ranked 17th in the nation, have rattled off five straight wins. Head coach Dennis Franchione is a little surprised with the sudden success.
I think you have to be a little bit pleased and surprised by it. I don't know if any of us could have completely projected that we would be 5-1 at this point in time.
The Aggies and Buffaloes kick off at 12:30. That game's at Kyle Field. The Cowboys need a win tomorrow in Green Bay, but so do the Packers. The Pack is winless at home this season, and they sit at 2-4 and are losing ground in the NFC North. Packers coach Mike Sherman is making no excuses for the lack of success at Lambeau.
We haven't scored as many points as our opponents have. That's the key. We haven't done that. And we've turned the ball over. We've had penalties on offense. We haven't played very well.
Dallas and Green Bay play tomorrow afternoon at 3:15. Be sure to tune in to the Tickets Cowboys countdown to kickoff beginning at 1 o'clock. In other NFL news, Vikings wideout Randy Moss is questionable tomorrow against the Titans as he missed practice again yesterday with a strained hamstring. And Panthers back Steven Davis is listed as doubtful tomorrow against the Chargers as he has not practiced all week as he has a sore knee. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 10:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Carter Blood Care and Guinness Draft team up for the Breeders' Cup Blood Drive. Thursday, October 28th at Trinity Hall from 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:57 on The Ticket. T-Box here, Rick and Craig winding down. We'll mix with the rant here in a second. As we also want to thank Paul Stankowski, PGA Tour player. We got so into the interview that we did the Cardinal Sin in radio and forgot to reset, so some people are going, who are you talking to? So we've been talking to Paul Stankowski for the last 2 hours. So all those insightful answers are coming from him. Right?
Right.
Okay, so give us an injury update. You've been out of commission for a while, wrist.
Yeah. I had a repeat surgery on my left wrist. I had a cartilage tear and some other stuff in there that was going on that was bad. And in August, had it fixed and have been rehabbing ever since. And I'm close to playing again.
You know, that's a common injury for golfers. I mean,
stick athletes, baseball, hockey, golf. It's just rotational. I didn't do anything that I remember that caused it, but just over time, just wore down that cartilage in there. And this time around, the tear was a lot worse than it was last year. But it feels great. So I'm excited about next year. And hopefully, if all goes well, I'll be back to normal.
Ready for a rematch?
Yeah, man. When I'm healthy. This time, I want to be healthy. And then you can beat.
Fair, he claims victory on that.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. Fair and square.
One day, okay, this, and Craig held this forever. He goes, man, I'm going to bust your chops when we get on the air. And he gets on the air, and we talk about it. Because here's the deal. You gave me four aside. We played match play.
Right.
And I think I needed four.
You beat me on 17. Yeah, beat 2-1.
2-1. And Craig was ripping me because you had a couple X's.
Yeah.
Well, it's match play. Who cares?
Yeah.
My point was, if you're playing a regular round of golf, you had a couple sevens and eights or X's,
yeah,
three or four of them that were on the cards.
I just picked up, basically.
Yeah, yeah. When are you ever doing that normally on a round of golf? Although, you do kind of hit a ball.
What are you saying again?
You're making no sense.
You are not comparing what a normal round of golf.
That's right. Why I played match play.
Did you hold his arm behind his back when he played, or
no,
made him play left-handed? Or
the match play helped.
Yeah.
Because if I blew up on a couple holes, only cost
me a hole. Is Corby there? Corby?
Yeah. I'm here.
What do you think about this?
Okay, I've just been talking to someone about something else, and I heard some of it, but not all of it.
Rick goes out and plays Stankowski in a match.
Yeah.
And he gets four aside.
Right.
And he claims victory.
I didn't.
But when you look at the scorecard, I think Stankowski shot an 86 that day.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
I shot probably about 78, though.
Yeah, he didn't shoot great.
Did Rick win when he gave him? All right, well, then he won.
So what?
All right. Rick should be on tour.
There you go. You should be on tour.
Yes.
You need to find bigger causes. By the way, did you make up with Jason?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was funny. You know, in today's day and age, Corby, and people didn't know, Corby and Craig Tebow the Oklahoma-Kansas State game last week, and they were going to go hold hands at Craig's house and watch it later. And they didn't want to know the score, they didn't know the outcome. In today's day and age, it's nearly impossible to do that.
And especially working up here.
Yeah.
Because I had to fight through, like, not listening to tickers and stuff. And so I had it all planned out. And to Jason's credit, he didn't know. I should have told him. But when he pops in my ear, and the game's 20 minutes old, and, hey, K-State just scored. And I'm like, you know what? I told him later, I go, you know what? If it would have been OU that would have scored, I probably would have been, like, a little bit easier on him. But K-State scored, so I freaked out.
You were afflicted with a sudden case of PMS is what you did.
Yeah. I know, man.
You're not a nice man.
No, I'm really not. I apologize to Jason. And
why do you have explosive anger?
Shut up.
Yeah, let's just for Jason's benefit, let's play this one more time.
So they use these actors without their permission. I don't think anything can do with it since they're public figures. Hey, Dill, I got a T-vote, okay?
Whoa.
What are you doing?
No one knows what just happened, Corby. No one knows what
Corby was given a K-State or no, update in his ear.
What are you doing? There's a reason all these teams
play.
Calm down.
He
didn't know. Okay, well, don't. If I wanted to watch it, I'd be watching
Corby!
He's on.
Why are you yelling at me?
He didn't mean it, anything bad by it.
Wow.
Can Paul understand how I freaked out? I mean.
Yeah, man, you're just psycho.
Oh, all right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Wow. So are you guys at? You guys are at the Flight Museum?
Yeah, we're at the Legends of Flight Museum at the left field.
Legends of Flight Museum.
Isn't that what it's called?
Frontiers of Flight Museum.
You guys need to turn your mics down or something. You guys are really
isolated. Sorry.
That's all right.
This is, I never even knew this was here, to be quite honest with you. And this
well,
place is incredible.
You're not a good Metroplex human.
I'm not a good Metroplex human. You're right.
I know.
So what do they got there?
Oh, man, everything. You ought to see all these planes they have up here. F-16, they have the Apollo 7 capsule up here, which is so weird to see an Apollo capsule knowing this thing was in space.
Yeah.
It's all burned up.
This is one of these places.
Didn't he get AIDS by touching it?
Why would you?
Those are the first words that he uttered. The very first sentence.
He had a whole week to prepare for his broadcast, and he's going to lead with his top material. And that's what he came up with.
I thought that, like, whenever anything went into space, it was exposed.
To AIDS?
Well, to stuff. I mean, we don't know what's out there.
Yeah, but how about the re-entry? I mean, it gets a little hot.
Yeah,
probably
burn
it off.
All the friction, you can really catch
AIDS. All the friction during re-entry, you can really catch AIDS.
Do they have Amelia Earhart's plane?
No,
the plane
I believe
lost,
that was
Jason.
Lost.
They do have her skull
you
right here in the trophy case.
All right, okay, leave me alone. I had a moment, you know?
Are they playing this week? Do we have any worries today?
They play Kansas today.
They just scored. Kansas scored.
It's at home. It's at noon, Craig. So I'll be all right.
Ask Paul Stankowski if he wants to do some more Amelia Earhart skull jokes.
Poor Paul. Thanks.
Paul, do you ever listen to this station?
Which one is this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I don't, but I do.
Like, what? I mean, you're not in town that much.
I've been in town a lot. I do listen to the station quite a bit, yeah. I try and avoid your show, though. But,
thank you.
You know, I was going to ask Paul, because you've been out of commission for a little while, but let's say you're having a bad string of luck, and you miss 5, 6, 7 straight cuts in a row.
Right.
You got to go home every week, you know, every Friday night, and, I mean, what do you do? Your wife
like
is acting like, what the heck is going on?
Is your wife standing there at the door with her arms folded, just looking at you, shaking her head?
No.
With a rolling pin in her hand?
Paul doesn't practice one day out of the year. All of a sudden, he's there every week. Yeah. Got to go practice.
Can't help it.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she loves it when I'm home.
Hey,
she probably wouldn't mind if I missed every cut.
Nah, come on now.
Yeah.
It's got to be defeating, though, isn't it? I mean, you're just taking that long plane ride home because it's another week of...
Man, I've been out here 11 years, and I've missed a lot of cuts. I'm kind of used to it. You know, I don't take it personally. I just didn't play good, and I got next week.
How do we steer back into Paul's life all of a sudden?
Paul, are you the best player from Flower Mound not to win a major?
Flower Mound? I am probably the best player in my house. I would never win a major.
Oh, no.
So, Paul, when you start missing cuts, does your wife's allowance go down?
Oh, Dave, that's a sensitive subject.
Oh, dear.
A simple yes will do, Paul.
All right, so what do you guys got today?
We're gonna have Buzz Aldrin on here in a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, he is?
Okay. He's here.
The animatronic Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, do we have a wireless set up that we can walk around and tour the planes and stuff?
So Dave can go wireless?
Interview the planes?
Yeah. Dave's going to interview the planes.
That a boy. By the way, this mix is sponsored by Dewar's 12-year-old scotch.
Yummy.
You get to savor the detail.
Thank you.
It's nothing like downing a bottle of scotch and getting an F-16. That's what I always say.
All right, guys. All be good with Paul. Take care, man.
Thanks, buddy. See you.
Again, thanks to Paul Stankowski, Jason, and Sean Bass. Stay tuned for The Rant next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. The Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, bigger and better P1 Perfect Pair. Prizes are revealed 4 times a day, and if you remember where the matching squares are, you're a winner.
Oh, my! I can't believe that! Yes! That is unbelievable!
Even if you don't make a match, you get cowboy tickets, and you've helped fellow P1s by revealing two squares. Now all you need to do is remember where they are when it's your turn to make the match. Registered Tickethead cardholders are qualified to play four times daily. Your next chance for a perfect pair is Monday morning at 7:35. The P1 Perfect Pair is brought to you by Central Yacht.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Sports information staff. Well, they know who he is now. Because the Jasper thumped him.
And
who? The Jasper. The Jasper.
Hey, Barry. Wow. Barry thumped his foot there.
Proud of that one. We're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had those moments here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is
what they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jasper.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They Jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. But now, in aisle 3...
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
E-Break Classics.
You got me, now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh. What did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy, call back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish...
Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm doing the layout.
Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below, nordsamerica.com. N-O-R-I-T-Z, America.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's. nordsamerica.com. Nord's. Always hot.
Service Corporation, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'm Sean Bass, the Bostonian Dream, next on the Ticket Ticker. Corey. Is there music playing behind it right now?
And wait, why do you have two of these? Mm-hmm.
There we go. Hello, America. Let's talk about pickup trucks. Let's talk about the Toyota pickup trucks, because there's so many people out there who just think, well, if I'm going to buy a pickup truck, I'm going to buy me a Chevy or Ford. Well, you don't need to do that anymore. You need to step up to the plate, look at the Toyota pickup trucks, because they are the top of the line as far as the pickup trucks go. They're going to last longer than the Chevys or Ford. There's no question. It means Toyota. It means quality. So, for sure, when you buy it, you know you're getting something that's going to last a long time. And right now, it's a wonderful time to buy the Tacoma or the Tundra. Let's focus on the Tacoma, the smaller of the two pickup trucks.
I
want to focus on the bigger one.
I'm a Tacoma.
Hey, buddies. How you doing?
I'm Tacoma.
Right now, you can get...
Drop me.
You can get $1,500 cash back on an 04 Tacoma. You can do whatever you want with that. You can throw it to the nuns, or you can use it as a down payment.
You remember the Slab Club, I see.
Or you can save thousands in interest charges with 0% financing on all of
how many Slab Club cards
would
you have?
Which I would do. So if you're cruising around the Metroplex and you see that friendly Toyota sign, please, I implore you, stop in, tell them you want to test drive a Tacoma. Tell them hi first, then test drive the Tacoma. Hey, it's Toyota of Dallas. If you're cruising around Dallas, then see Bill Atkins at Toyota of Dallas. Also in Dallas, Vince Ferrara. He runs Fowler Toyota.
Charles, thank you.
Yeah, Charles is part of the Toyota of Dallas crew. Whatever you do, just get the feeling with Toyota.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Fenway will be the center of the baseball universe tonight. The sticker brought to you by Justin Boots and the Metropolitan. Red Sox second baseman Mark Bellhorn feels the same way as many of the Boston faithful about having a series at
Fenway. It's kind of indescribable. It's the thing you dream about as a kid your whole life, and you know, you're finally here. So, and you're doing it at Fenway Park. And kind of the way, just the way this team just did it last series is unbelievable, and now we're here.
Tonight, knuckleballer Tim Wakefield goes up against the feared Cardinals lineup. Woody Williams starts for St. Louis. First pitch comes to you at 7:05. You can see that game on Fox 4. Tonight in Lubbock, Texas Tech has a huge Big 12 matchup against number 8 Texas. The Tech offense has been stellar in recent weeks, and Horns head coach Matt Brown notes this team will need a big defensive effort tonight at Jones Stadium.
They're leading the nation in passing. Obviously, it's a system because they change players, but they move it every week. And when they don't, their punter doesn't let her because they move the ball all the time and score.
Kickoff tonight, and that game goes down at 6 o'clock. You can see the game on TBS. Many big conference matchups happen today in college football, including a big one in the Big East, Big Ten, as Michigan takes on Purdue. In the Big 12 today, Missouri takes on Oklahoma State. K-State takes on Nebraska. In the Pac-10, UCLA takes on Arizona State. In the SEC, Alabama takes on Tennessee. And Boston College visits Notre Dame. Our next ticket ticker comes to you at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturday mornings, 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
With Corby Davidson, David Lane, and Gordon Keyes, we are out on location at the Frontiers of Flight Museum on Lemon Avenue at University in Dallas. This is a top-notch facility.
It's brand new.
I believe it was opened in 1990.
Well, it looks brand new.
It does look brand new. It's a great building, a gorgeous building. You got to see all the planes they have in here. I'm putting it back together.
We're having fun with Corby's wallet.
Yeah.
The break.
Corby has trash in his wallet.
Okay, let me see yours.
Is there not as much trash as that?
Is there any?
All right, let me see Dave's wallet.
Let me take the condom out.
Here, Dave.
I pray
you're in charge of Corby's wallet, and I'm in charge of
your
wallet.
Look at all these receipts.
They're not receipts. Okay, Dave has a Kroger Plus card. He has
Oh, look out. Look at this. Dave has his own business cards, Corby.
You never know when you're going to meet somebody that needs a business
card. Let me give you my card, and I want you to call me.
Do you network? Because I have a card.
Yeah, do you want to get together sometime and network with each other?
Here, let me have one of those cards. Robbie,
anytime
you want to get together.
Okay, Dave has a CD World card. Here's his license.
Oh,
geez, Dave.
Yeah, I need to get a new one of those.
Look at Dave's picture, girl.
No, don't even look at it. Don't even look at it.
Everybody's getting a kick out of Dave's picture. Look at how adopted he looks in that
picture. Oh, my God, Dave.
I don't know what happened there. I don't know.
It's a weird smile, too.
Yeah.
An Abercrombie & Fitch gift card.
Yeah, I think there's like $5 left on that.
Why don't you get rid of it?
I don't know.
Let's clean up this wallet right now.
I usually keep it pretty clean.
You do. See, Corby's had more junk in it than yours.
Wait. See, I went to this little flip wallet in order to not be able to carry around so much stuff.
Here's your WAMU card.
God, you are an ugly man.
I'm a good man.
Look at this picture of him. How old is that?
That's bad. When I was 16.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was 16 and opened up an account at Bank One.
So Gordon just ragged on me for having a calling card, but you have one.
I do not. Oh, I just got that in the mail the other
day. And
I will throw that away.
Right.
I will throw that away.
Right.
I never use those things.
Right.
Did you get it?
I dumped it.
Good.
Why are you dumping that?
Because. And I'll explain to you afterwards.
Oh, okay.
While we go through such elaborate measures to do such things.
And you also have a check. For $360, that's your paycheck for the week, isn't it?
No,
ticket.
That's...
For $365.
Yeah. That's about it.
I'm ready to trade for my wallet.
Yeah, I want mine back. Grubby.
Why?
AIDS hands all over
stuff
it.
In there. All right, so we're at the Frontiers of Flight Museum, showing our wallets to people. And some other stuff. Yeah,
I saw
that I went on.
I saw that on GordonKeith.com that you went up in a stunt plane this week. I can't believe that that's something that you would do, as paranoid as you are.
I am paranoid of death. I feel like I'm allergic to it. But I went up in that thing because I figured, you know, how often do you get a chance to do this? I mean, Jan, who's a guy, who's the pilot,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't do this very often. He's one of the world's greatest stunt pilots, and so he just doesn't take people up very often, and I had an opportunity to do it, so I thought, well, might as well.
To do some loops?
Did loops.
Did you do one of those, like, G-force drops where you go up and then kind of fall over and
fall,
go straight
did
down?
Did that, exactly. Absolutely, I did that. I did tumbles where the whole plane is doing cartwheels.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's wild. It was wild.
Did you ever scream out loud?
Never made a sound.
Were you just petrified, or were you...
No, I wasn't scared, and the thing is like I was fine the whole time until the last maneuver he did, and then all of a sudden there comes the motion sickness.
Really?
Yeah, and so flying...
A little bit of vomit came up?
I vomited up into my own hand and then had to drink it back down.
You know,
by the way, I was laughing about that story you talked about, how you were with someone somewhere and you got sick. And she vomited, and it spewed out her fingers. Between her fingers. She sits bolt upright in bed.
Was that on your honeymoon?
No. No, it was a recent trip.
That's funny. And I also laughed. That was the same time you got sick, too. And
at the same time, front and back?
Yeah. And he got back sick and then had to turn around and go front sick into the toilet.
On top of the back sick.
That is awful. You're a terrible man.
He's horrible. He's not worth being alive.
Happens to everyone.
I went on one of those flights, those crazy old-timey planes, you know, one of these, like, little biplane-looking things about 6 years ago, and I was sick for a full day. Like, I came home, and I felt fine, and then I started laying down, and I just started getting really crazy sick.
Did you do any maneuvers or anything?
Oh, yeah. 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 It was fun at the time, but I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Really?
No.
Well, it's a big thrill for me, and I didn't vomit, I didn't get sick, but I'm glad that I did it. And we gave one away, we gave a stunt pilot away to a P1 yesterday, and we're going to draw for a winner again today. Now, you have to be present to win this.
Really?
Stunt pilot, you have to be here at the Frontiers of Flight Museum, Lemon Avenue at University. So stop by, sign up for the stunt pilot. There were a lot of people who were disappointed that they didn't get drawn, their name drawn.
to win it yesterday, so
hey,
we've added another one.
This is a huge deal, because it is really cool being up there in those sections.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really cool.
Well, the cool thing is I got to fly the plane for just a little bit.
They let you do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got his...
Are you in the back, or are you
I'm
side by side?
I'm in the front.
Oh, he's behind you, and
yeah.
You're in front of him?
Are you on his lap?
No. He originally wanted me to sit in the same seat facing him.
Oh, that'd be odd.
The spider trick? The spider, yeah. But I said no, and so I sat in the front seat. Yeah, when we were flying out there, and it was amazing how sensitive that stick was. You know, you just touch it a little bit, and you could...
And he groans a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's so hard, Gordon. Ease up. Just up and down, real easy.
So we're giving another one away. We also have ticket chicks out here, Chrissy, Robbie, and Mandy.
Dump the fuel. Just dump it.
Or we'll just die together?
Right. Just dump all the fuel. Get it. You know you want to.
Wow, this is cool. Okay, this is what all they have out here. They have the Apollo 7 capsule. They have a Wright Brothers Flyer, one of their planes. Have you seen the...
Not the original, but one of the ones they built afterwards.
Yeah. And they also have a Huey out here. A Huey helicopter.
A meat curtain?
Yeah, a meat curtain plane. And they have the front end of a Southwest 747 jet. 25 full-size historical aircraft out here.
My dad would love this place.
See, this is a great place.
It really is cool. I walked around it, and I was like, I'm really getting sucked in by it.
My dad's an airplane nerd.
Boy, my grandpa...
I would be surprised if he hasn't been out here before.
I bought my grandpa this book called The History of Flight, or The History of Airplanes, and it's this giant coffee table book. And, I mean, it's like the greatest gift. Every time
I lift it?
Barely. It's so heavy. But every time I'm over there, he's reading it. He's obsessed with flying. You know what? My grandpa is 99.
He thinks it's a coloring book.
Would you stop it? His buddy has a plane.
He's always reading it upside down.
Yeah.
This is a good book, Carby. I like the bunnies.
Reduce him to that. My grandpa's 99, and he and his buddy went out.
He's so full of death.
Stop. God. They went to his buddy's
tell
got
the garage story.
His buddy's got a private plane, and always flies. Oh, I will if you hang on. So they're flying to Biloxi, and my grandpa used to have his pilot's license. My grandpa at 99
went an alt 6,
probably. My buddy's or my grandpa's friend's like, "You want to fly, Merle?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." So my grandpa flew halfway to Biloxi at 99, just cruising along. Granted, he doesn't drive anymore.
All right.
I'm not sure the FAA would be too happy about that.
Well, when you're already airborne, there's not really much you can run into up there, so you can let a 99-year-old just mess around and act like he's flying.
Actually, they just gave him an actual stick from, like, a tree.
Yeah,
he thought he was flying.
It had the wires hanging down from it. It wasn't attached to anything.
I asked him, I was like, has anything changed in 50 years since you've flown? He's like, nope.
I can't pee.
Nothing. He's genius.
Who?
My grandpa.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think your grandfather's overrated.
I think you've oversold him.
Yep, you have. So stop by and see us. We're going to be out here until noon today, and we want to give away another one of those stunt flights. Yeah, if you'd like to see...
Come and see a hideous picture of the rant crew.
Yeah, we have our official promo shot out here now. This is great.
No wonder Claudia doesn't like me. I used to look like that.
We've got our two favorite ticket chicks in this picture with us.
Claudia and Robbie.
Yeah. And Dave and Corby are fresh off of their head shaving in this picture. So it looks like you guys, you know, your whole third grade class battled lice.
Yeah.
So you had to get your hair taken off.
You know what? I don't know if we've talked about this before.
Look at those, Corby. Look at those.
What? What are you pointing at?
Big scoops of...
The perfect
coffee
hair.
Ice cream.
Sweater meat.
Yeah.
we have a ticket chick that's offended by the rant.
Hey, wasn't that crude? Him calling it sweater meat? Oh, sorry. Sorry. Do we have a microphone? I think she needs to tell Corby what's for here.
Was there nothing worse when you were a kid, like in grade school, and the nurse, they would just stop down class, and the nurse would come through and inspect everyone's head.
Like a baboon.
Yeah. And there was always the one kid.
All right, what's your name? I don't know your name.
Mandy.
Yeah. Mandy, talk right into the microphone.
Are you new?
By what Corby said, weren't you?
No, I'm not offended. It's just abrasive.
It is. And why do you say it that way, Corby?
Mandy, I want to personally apologize to you.
Thank you, Corby.
From the bottom
that.
Of my heart.
I accept your apology.
Now, you're not as endowed as Claudia, are you?
No, no.
Do you wish you were?
Yes.
You do?
Really?
Yes.
Will you
women
be one
really
day?
Do have, like, boob envy, don't they?
Would you be willing to get fakers?
If I had the money.
You'd get fakers?
Yeah.
Like, what size would you want?
Full D.
Oh, like, my God.
Full D?
Like, twice your current
you're
volume?
You're too small. You're
not that small.
You're,
what are you right now?
You're frayed. Hey.
I don't know. I don't know the alphabet very well.
I'm a
well.
C.
That's a C?
Yes, it is.
That's great.
How is that a C? I'm confused.
It's a borderline. She could probably wear a B, but she prefers to wear a C.
Why
no?
don't you test drive them?
Test drive them? Wait, what are you, Robbie? What are you, B?
Booby.
It does depend on the bra.
It does?
It does.
So you specifically go out and find the ones that C fits for you.
You don't know anything about breast disease, do you?
No. Do I have them? I need them.
Does it depend on the time of the month, too?
No.
David.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. They grow.
Yeah.
Not a full cup size.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, if you burn them, they'll swell.
If you burn them, they'll swell.
Isn't that the saying in Field of Dreams?
No.
If you punch them, they'll swell, too.
No.
No.
What's wrong with this? I don't want to be on this show. I'm with Mandy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like this show.
Mandy, are you married?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Your husband was here, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's over there.
Yeah, that's him right there, the guy with that really weak tattoo on his bicep.
Hey.
Yeah, he's thinking about coming over the table at Corby.
I know, you should.
What did I do? I'm the one who's complimenting her.
You are not.
You are not. You're being mean to her.
You're right along with the rest of them.
Right. I'm with you. You and me are the only ones on the same side.
What about me?
Huh? No, you can't be on our side.
Okay. All right.
You're against us. Her husband and I are going to kick your, you know what. How long have you been married?
Over a year.
Oh, so not very long. And you only dated for like, what, a year, year and a half before?
3 years.
3 years? Okay. All right. It may work out. How old are you?
23. 22. Almost
23. How old is he? Well, it's not going to work out.
30.
Turns out it's not going to work out.
It'll work for him.
Good work.
That a boy.
Well, that's all he's in it for. He's just in it until, you know, your odometer flips over. And then
he's going to upgrade.
Yeah. But that's all right. Where'd you meet? Bar?
Work.
What kind of work?
You don't want to know.
Why not?
It was retail. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, why don't I want to know? Like, what kind of retail? You don't have to be...
It's not
the
that
name
exciting.
Of the company. Well, okay, then tell us.
I like Mandy. She seems very headstrong, very independent, very confident. Are we on the
just
same
team? Just not as chesty as you would like.
Are we on the same team?
Sure.
We'll be on the same team.
Yeah.
See? Look, she's on the same team.
I think that was line of the week. All right, what time is it?
Oh, okay.
Coming up next,
okay, Norm.
We break down, I guess, the World Series. We'll start breaking down the World Series.
Yes, with Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy.
Okay.
And so
Steelers spank the boys.
And this is the kind of game that the Cowboys won last year.
Yes.
They you keep it close, get it into that fourth quarter. The Cowboys won that game almost every time last year.
Cowboys lose two in a row.
They're just not that good. And clearly Pittsburgh's a better team.
Newen was exposed, and I've tried to be a big supporter of this young man, but he's got nothing right now. Now the boys head to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field to take on the Packers tomorrow at 3:15. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
I guarantee you tonight this afternoon around 2 o'clock, there's going to be that conversation with you and your girlfriend. What is this, Hitchcock music? There's going to be that conversation between you and your girlfriend. Where are we going to go eat dinner? What are we going to do for dinner tonight?
Hey, Corby.
Hey, honey, what are we going to do for dinner tonight?
I don't know. But my bottom is so sick.
Well,
I'm Julie.
We always have the same fight, honey. We never know where to go eat.
I'm Julie Snake, your wife.
And we're
all Julie's bottom.
Okay, enough. Off. Off. Thank you. Anyway, there's no question you'll have that fight about where to go eat. Let me just recommend a place that I promise you you'll go back to over and over and over again, the Metropolitan. Yes, the Metropolitan Steak, Seafood, and Cocktails. It's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. The food, outstanding. The scenery, very cool. When you step in there, you'll feel like you're in some Boston or Chicago downtown restaurant because it's that cool. It's just that type of place. It's got a wonderful bar scene. People go there just for the bar scene, but mainly they go there for the food and just to hang out and be treated like you should be treated at a restaurant. It's a neighborhood place, good food, casual dining. They got a cool patio off the Stone Street Gardens. And I said it's downtown. It's right across the street, catty corner to Neiman Marcus in a very historic building. Easy access, got valet parking. Just go check it out. I promise you it'll make the rotation. It'll be at the top of your rotation once you go there one.
It's the Ticket's E-Break Classics.
I grew up with five sisters and one brother, and I've got a twin sister. So, yeah, man, it's never a dull moment in the house, and just makes for a good family reunion.
You've got a twin sister?
Right. Yeah.
Fraternal or identical?
Fraternal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Gordo.
What?
Who's Gordo? That's our funny man, Gordo. He throws in a random question from time to time. Hey, Billy, appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks
no problem.
Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Okay.
That's Julius Jones, the Cowboy.
Thanks for being with
us. And you just throw in all these just... I mean, the machine was running great. Why'd you have to throw a rock in it?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You knew the answer to that question.
I didn't know the answer to that question. I don't know his family history.
You do. All right, there's Gordo up for an e-break.
For money, equal opportunity builder.
Thanks to Norris tankless gas water heaters, you'll never have to take a cold shower or bath again. Think about it. Hot water on demand and never running out. Norris tankless water heaters are the best. They save space. You don't need the big tank. They save energy. You don't need to heat and reheat the tank. And best of all, you save money. Norris tankless water heaters are easy to install and environmentally friendly. That's why every home should have one. Stop wasting money heating and reheating a tank full of water. Save money. Get all the endless hot water you need. Never take a cold shower or bath again. Norris tankless water heaters are number one in the world because supplying continuous flow hot water heating technology to the world is a tankless job. But somebody has to do it. Get your Norris tankless water heater today. Call 1-866-766-7489. That's 866-766-7489.
It's flowing hot. It's Norris. Tankless water heater.
Call 866-766-7489.
Hey now, Mike Reiner of the Hardline here for AutoFlex Leasing. You know, every day AutoFlex Leasing gets called from people just like you who ask them what they do with their cars when they come back off lease. As they need cars for their kids or second cars for their family, well, here's what they do with them. AutoFlex Leasing is again the leader with their AutoFlex Clearance Center located on Central Expressway between Spring Valley and Beltline Road in Richardson. You can choose from over 150 late model lease returns and trade-ins. AutoFlex Leasing at 234-1234 is the only major leasing company offering these popular vehicles directly to the public. You can choose from cars, trucks, and SUVs. Since AutoFlex leases every make and model, they get every make and model back in. Once again, proving that AutoFlex Leasing is the only name you need to know when it comes time to get a new car. And now, when you want a late model lease return, call AutoFlex Leasing today at 234-1234 at either the 972 or 817 area code. Remember, I did my homework and chose AutoFlex Leasing, and I hope you'll do the same. Call 234-1234 today.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 stuff. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtack to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
You know, the usual.
Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
For details, offer ends 10/30/04. New customers only. Hardware and programming sold separately. Blackout rules and other conditions apply.
The Ticket.
The Cowboys' newest receiver is hoping to make his debut tomorrow in Green Bay. Ticker brought to you by Central Yamaha.
New Dallas wideout Quincy Morgan feels like he's ready after only 1 week in the Cowboys system, but head coach Bill Parcells isn't quite sure about playing Quincy.
I'm still not positive. I think he's got the game plan kind of. You know, we got some new stuff today because it's Friday and we're working on different things, so I think it'll have to be tomorrow before we decide that.
Packers-Cowboys goes down tomorrow at 3:15. The TCU Horned Frogs host the 1-5 Houston Cougars tonight in Fort Worth. The Cougars' offense is pretty good despite their poor record, and Frogs coach Gary Patterson hopes his struggling defense can slow down the Cougars' complex offense.
You know, very interesting. You know, they snap the ball while the quarterback's moving. A lot of single wing, a lot of option, along with, the fast break, throw the ball type of passing game.
Kickoff at Amon Carter is set for 6 o'clock. Other local games of note today include number 8, Texas visiting Lubbock to take on Tech. Number 2, Oklahoma has homecoming. They play Kansas at noon. The 17th-ranked Aggies play Colorado at 12:30 at Kyle Field. Baylor takes on Iowa State this afternoon at Floyd Casey at 2:05. And the Mean Green of North Texas battle their Sun Belt rival New Mexico State at Fouts Field for their homecoming game. That game goes on at 6 o'clock tonight. And at the Funai Classic at Walt Disney World, Bryony Baird is your leader at 13-under heading into the weekend. And Baird wants to stay aggressive this weekend.
There's a lot of birdies to be had out there. Obviously, the scores are going to be low. The mindset going into the weekend won't change. You need to make, I probably need to make another, 12 to 15 birdies on the weekend to have any chance at winning the golf tournament.
He leads the field. He's up on Tom Lehman by one stroke. Today, the leaders tee off at about 1 o'clock. The Stick and Ticker service of the new 2005 Ford Expedition. Expedition is now available with the class-exclusive advanced track system featuring roll stability control, RSC monitors the road 150 times a second to keep you on solid footing. Our next Stick and Ticker comes your way at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Register for a Tickethead card and then wait for the phone to ring. You're next in line for the P1 Perfect Pair. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Take it to the limit. Live it to the
full. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, and Gordon Keith. We're at the Frontiers of Flight Museum. This is a great place out here. If you're interested at all in aviation or just want to see some cool things, you want to see the actual capsule that the Apollo 7 astronauts were up in, they have it here. Frontiers of Flight Museum, Lemon Avenue at University here in Dallas. We're going to be here till noon.
Just on the east side of Love Field.
And we are signing people up. We're giving away one more stunt flight. We gave one away yesterday, and we're going to give away another one today. So stop by here and sign up if you were bummed that you missed out yesterday during the drawing that we did on the morning show. Well, you have a chance to win today, giving away a free stunt flight up in a plane. And I went on this, and it was a thrill of my lifetime. You can see a picture of the plane on GordonKeith.com. Okay, so much has happened in the world. We need to talk about it. Corby?
So I'm going to let Dave lead this segment off. I know he's got some thoughts on some issues that have taken place here, especially in the past week since he hadn't been able to talk and vent like we have, Gordon.
That's right.
So, Dave, I know there's a lot of things that have been hitting your hot buttons. Take it away.
Team America is really funny.
Is it?
Yeah. I saw it on Saturday after the show.
You know, I had a dream last night that
you were a puppet.
Yeah, Corby. The end. No, I had a dream last night that we were watching Team America, but it was done by some local guys for some reason. But it was a national movie, and they had inserted several rant references in there or something. But they were, and it was really strange.
It's so funny because it's a cross between like a big budget Hollywood action film and like a weekday afternoon cartoon, like G.I. Joe or something.
Mm-hmm. Are they literally using puppeteers?
They have, like, if you stay through the credits, they reprise all the songs, and there's a list of like 100 puppeteers. I mean, the sets are huge. And it's all real marionettes. It's not like computer animated or anything.
And so when they talk, their mouths just rah, rah, rah,
yeah, their mouths are just kind of, they've got like latex faces, so they have kind of a lifelike expression, but their mouths just kind of open and close.
You know, it's pretty interesting if they did that. When you can do 3D animation, why you decide to go back to marionette?
Well, their whole thing, you know, I mean, the South Park was all originally paper cutouts. Now it's all on computer.
Uh-huh.
But they like doing that whole low-tech thing,
right.
You know, making it look really cheap.
I bet you it's a hell of a lot cheaper to do it this way than
you.
Oh,
I don't think so. I bet you it's a hell of a lot more expensive.
All the sets and all the people that it took, all the model making.
It's so much more expensive to do it this way.
But, like, you know, making a Finding Nemo-type movie, I mean, that costs as much as...
Saying that they could have done the marionette look on computer much cheaper than doing it in real life.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's so funny, every time Team America springs into action, you know, it's like they have a secret cave headquarters in the side of Mount Rushmore. You know, it's like they fly into George Washington's mouth. But anytime they spring into action, you know, it's a big action sequence with their ships taken off, and the theme song is, America, F yeah, out to save the MF and world, yeah.
But they actually say the words?
Yeah.
I hear the soundtrack is...
Oh, the songs are
great.
The songs are brilliant. I mean, that was the highlight of South Park, the movie, were the songs. And it's totally the highlight of Team America. The songs are hilarious.
So it gets great reviews, and then it was disappointing its first week in the box office.
Well, it's a niche audience because it's rated R, first off, so that automatically rules out 20% of the movie-going audience at least, maybe 30%. And then you got to take into effect that the people that are of age to see it, that they're not interested. I mean, I would say
that's why movies don't do well when people aren't interested.
Well, you just said it failed at the box office. I'm telling you why.
But no, it did less than they even expected it.
Right, I know.
What was its take last weekend?
They expected to make $25 million, and it made $12 million.
But you know what?
And it was third.
It'll stay in theaters for a while. I think it'll build momentum, and it's going to make its money on DVD.
Yeah.
Anybody who saw it, we'll probably end up buying the DVD because it'll probably have all kinds of extras, and it's one of those cult movies that you're going to want to watch over and over again.
Yeah, the DVD thing has had many movies. It used to be the conventional thought was you make money in movie theaters, and now that's not even the model anymore for a lot of movies.
Well, there's so many movies that are straight to DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who ever watches them, but they make money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to see it now. The sex scene, what was it like?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's like they took the Kama Sutra and they just kind of flipped to a page and then positioned the marionettes in that position.
Is it uncomfortable after a while? Because I hear like it's really funny in the beginning and it just keeps going and going.
Oh, yeah.
And going.
Well, that's kind of their bit, too, is that they beat it into the ground. Because there's that scene, there's the love scene, and then there's also a puppet vomiting scene. And just as soon as you think it's over, it keeps going. And I've laughed out loud both scenes. I kept...
Is that a real laugh or is that altered?
That's real.
That was real?
It was real.
What were you laughing at?
That was on remote somewhere.
Yeah, you search Reiner... can't remember what it is.
What if Reiner...
We had this guy on and he wanted to remain anonymous, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so Reiner
asked, what's your name, dude?
Reiner asked him three times, you want to remain anonymous? Okay, cool. We're not going to do your name, right?
All right.
All right, cool.
All right. What's your name?
All right, what's your name? And I just lost it.
Gosh.
But, yeah, the love scene is probably like 2 or 3 minutes long, and it's just position after position after position. And did you ever locate that scene?
I saw the edited out scene.
Because
they had to cut it 10 different times.
I heard like 30 different times. Maybe not just that scene, but the movie in general, they had to resubmit it to the ratings board because it kept on coming back with an NC-17 for a puppet love scene. And there's this scene going around the internet that was cut from the movie, and it's basically her salad being tossed.
Hello?
What?
Huh.
I don't...
It's good times.
So, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Double
funnier
thumbs up.
Funnier than South Park the movie?
Yeah, because, you know, South Park the movie was good in doses. It really wasn't that, like, full throttle great the whole way through.
I thought it was pretty darn good.
I thought it was good, but, you know, I think this one I will want to, it will have more rewatch value for me.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, if you go into it thinking, this is going to be, you know, an hour and a half of marionettes, this is really going to get old. But it really doesn't. You really start getting into the story, and the jokes are pretty nonstop, and there's so many funny scenes, and it's they're like equal opportunity offenders. It's not like they're just bashing conservatives. It's not like they're just bashing liberals. I mean, they're bashing everyone. They're taking on Hollywood. They're taking on the U.S. government. And it's so funny because, you know, Sean Penn is one of the marionette Hollywood characters,
uh-huh.
And I guess he saw the movie, or he heard about the movie.
He wrote him that
he
letter.
He sent him a letter, you know, saying that they need to go to Baghdad and, you know, see what war is
that.
Really like.
He did that because I think at some point
they're making fun of voting.
Voting. They said that you don't need to. This is, you know, in some press deal that they did before the movie, someone was asking about voting, and one of them, in jest, I'm sure, said, "Oh, voting, is it really that important?" And, you know, Sean Penn,
right,
idealistic nutball,
takes everything
fires
seriously.
Off, yeah, fires off an email. I bet that guy is so miserable to hang out with.
Sean Penn?
Yes.
He's great in his style.
Oh, he's genius, but at the same time, I bet you couldn't spend 5 minutes with him before you blow your own head off.
But, jeez. But Team America is brilliant in that it's really a social statement. I mean, they are really making a statement about America's foreign policy and also about just the debate over the foreign policy that goes on, you know, within our media. And it's really insightful, especially the big speech to the world leaders at the end. It's really, really funny.
Okay, funniest moment.
The funniest moment, probably, it's either between the vomit scene for me,
mm-hmm.
or the speech at the end. The lead Team America member, the actor,
uh-huh,
who is very funny when they put him in disguise and make him look like an Arab. If you got to see it. I mean, he looks just like himself, but he's got like shoe polish on his face and little clumps of black cotton ball on his face. But he makes this speech at the end. It's him and Alec Baldwin, and, you know, Alec Baldwin is his idol, and he doesn't want to upstage Alec Baldwin, but it's the only way to save the world. And so he makes this impassioned speech, and
Matt Damon's character can only say, like, one thing?
He only says his name.
Every
time they show him, it's just like he's retired. He goes, "Matt Damon."
So, did anybody famous actually lend their voice to
No. this? All they have in the credits, they have a little blurb that, you know, all celebrity performances were impersonations, and, you know, none of them lent their support,
right,
or performance to the movie. And, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but the climactic end, it's a big shootout between Team America and the Hollywood stars. And so all the Hollywood stars get blown away.
Uh-huh.
Just, all the death scenes are really funny. And the Panthers. The Panthers are very funny.
Panthers.
Okay. I don't want to give that away.
All right.
But you need to see it.
I may go see it today.
You need to.
Is it good for kids? I mean, kids like
No.
that.
No. If you have a child, or if you're easily offended, like if you find yourself having to turn this show off, then you don't need to go see it. I mean, it is
so anyone
very
over
offensive.
Like six should go.
No, I think you need to be 18 unless you're accompanied by a parent. And parents probably shouldn't bring their children.
You don't think a 15-year-old would think this is funny?
They would think it was funny, but I'm not going to recommend that they go see it.
I'm going to get as many 15-year-olds as I can.
Just round up the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hop in the back of the Tundra.
Let's go.
Okay, coming up next, Corby tells us his story of going to a wedding and getting a present. Next.
The first word in Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is sports. Big sports credibility that means years of Dallas-Fort Worth sports coverage. George Gentleman, Craig Miller, 15 years each. Bob Durham and Dan McDowell, 11 years combined. Greg the Hammer Williams, over 15 years. Mike Reiner, 20 years. Norm Hiskus, 30 years. Add it all up and it's 11, 15, 20. It's a bunch of sports. It's not boring.
We're not in a stuffy studio on one of the coasts. Live and local from the mothership on Maple Avenue and serving depth.
E-break.
Yeah, Bob likes English Premier League soccer, but you don't see me getting up at 8 in the morning on Saturday to watch that crap.
Let me be very clear about this. Just because I think the Neptunes are good producers and they're producing Justin Timberlake does not mean I like to dip my biscuits in man gravy.
Well, let's take a few phone calls and listen to that song and see what the public thinks, okay?
All right.
You watch yourself, man.
Very shocking comment from Ben on Bad Radio.
I don't understand the comment.
No, but anytime the term man gravy is uttered, it's...
Yeah, I understood that part of it, but what do the biscuits represent?
His butt cheeks?
That's what I was thinking, and that didn't make any sense.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Have you seen Ben, by the way, those are not biscuits.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
That's good.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3...
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal.
E-Break Classic.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the Hardline, or now that they've become known the Headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those...
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Fight through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much. I
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
That was Texas.
Perfect excuse to get out of the house. Southwestern egg rolls, only at Chili's. Come on, live a little.
I'm Sean Bass. Francona fears the Cardinals lineup. Next on the Ticket Tickers.
I am interested in buying a new vehicle.
It's interesting that you mention that, young sir, because the Toyota Tundra...
I'm a girl. If you look at my private deep within me, you will see that I'm a girl.
Well, girls can drive pickup trucks, too.
We can?
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Corby.
You're welcome, Ronnie.
My name is not Ronnie.
Well, if you're looking...
It is Matilda.
If you're looking for a pickup truck, one of the larger variety, why don't you choose the Toyota Tundra, the one that seats five comfortably, the one that drives around like an SUV? The one that has all the amenities of an SUV.
Yes,
leather.
I like the amenities.
Wonderful stereo system. It rides like a dream. It's an automobile, ma'am.
Does it ride real hard?
It's not just a pickup truck. It's an automobile.
Real hard.
Yes, it rides real hard.
I can just get on it and...
Right now, you can get 0% financing for a full 60 months on an 04 Tundra. You can take $2,500 cash back on an 04 Tundra. Basically,
I don't want the cash back.
Basically, well, then you don't have to take it.
I will give it to a dog that I meet.
You can do what you want with it. That's the beauty of the $2,500 that they give you. You can do whatever you want with it.
I can?
Yes, you can.
May I make a mural? I want to make a mural.
Yes, you
of
can,
money.
You can make a $2,500.
To give to a dog.
Yes, you can do that. That's
okay,
fine.
See?
When you're driving around Arlington, ma'am.
I don't drive in Arlington.
Well, if you would, you'd see Sean
Arlington
Swinson.
Arlington kills me.
You'd see Sean Swinson. He runs Don Davis Toyota. Also in Arlington, Ronnie Whitlock, he runs Vandergrift Toyota.
He once beat me.
No,
he didn't. No, he didn't.
At pool.
Oh, okay.
We
oh,
played pool
that
together.
Is, that's good.
Whatever you do, get the feeling with Toyota.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The 100th World Series begins tonight in Beantown. Sticker brought to you by Friendly Chevrolet. Boston manager Terry Francona throws Tim Wakefield at St. Louis. They have a pretty potent lineup, and Francona knows it'll be a challenge the entire series.
When we start hitting Larry Walker second, you got some sock in that lineup. And I've seen Rowan close for 4 years, so I know what he can do. And Pujols might be the best hitter in the game. So, yeah, they, you know, in Edmonds, they're pretty thick like we are, and they're pretty dangerous.
Woody Williams throws tonight for the Cards. First pitch in Game 1 happens at 7:05. You can see the game on Fox. It's a busy day in college football around the nation. Some big games include number 4, Miami, taking on North Carolina State. Number 8, Texas, travels to Lubbock and takes on Texas Tech. Number 11, Tennessee, hosts Alabama. Number 12, Purdue, takes on number 13, Michigan. Number 17, A&M, has a home game at Kyle Field against Colorado. Number 22, Oklahoma State, takes on Missouri. And number 24, Notre Dame, hosts the Boston College Eagles. And in NASCAR, yesterday, Ryan Newman set the pole for Sunday's Subway 500 at Martinsville Speedway. Newman is 271 points back halfway through the new 10-race playoff for the Nextel Cup. Kurt Busch is your overall leader. He's 24 points up on Dale Earnhardt Jr. heading into Sunday's race. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 11:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon right here on 1310 The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. A little bit of this and that to go between here and there. It's Football Theater 1310 tomorrow, right after the Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff pregame show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On air, how long we can get this song going? Voice sounded the best on this album.
Not more Journey talk.
Is Ross Fowler getting actually adventurous on bass? I love this one little odd snare hit right here. Right there.
That was brilliant.
Great. So did you guys... All right, lower it. Take it off.
Oh.
Get it out. Thank you. Were you guys ever afraid in the early 90s...
of black people?
When the... It's very odd that you'd say that.
Well, hey, I hate black guys too.
Dave!
That wasn't me.
Nobody said they hated them.
Craig Miller joins us now.
Hi, Rand.
What are you doing out here?
He loves flying.
I'm a big believer in the cause out here.
The Frontiers of Flight Museum?
Yep.
At Lemon and University, where the Rand is broadcasting live right now until noon?
Mm-hmm.
Live I'm going right to give now. Away a stunt flight.
Yeah, giving away a stunt flight. If you come by and sign up, I'll take you up in the air.
No, you're not flying it.
This little pregame party, OU Kansas at noon.
That's right. We're tailgating out here at the
yep.
Frontiers of Flight Museum.
We'd like to call it a kickoff party.
At the Legends of Flying Museum.
What are you guys doing out here?
Well, sure. We're on the air right now. I don't
yep,
know if you knew
doing the
enough.
Show, Craig.
Sure enough.
Sure enough.
We want to talk some current events with you, Craig.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
I had
I'd
a question
to.
That was cut off.
Okay.
About the wedding story.
Did you fear?
Yeah, what did you do at this wedding, and what was the surprise?
There was no surprise, and there was no wedding story.
She said, do you know where you are?
Now, have you guys ever hooked up at a wedding?
No.
I've never done this, but so
nope.
many people do. That's what weddings are for. People hook up. Because you have two groups of friends coming together, and they're all about the same age.
Everyone gets liquored up. Everyone's thinking about romance.
Right. Did anyone get hooked up at your wedding, Dave?
Not that I know of.
I don't think Dave even did.
No.
Well, that's a cheap shot, Corby. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. Good time.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh, so Corby goes to this one wedding.
Yeah.
And when was this? This is right after you started dating Julie, right? But I mean, it was like, you know, it was, you were dating, but it wasn't like you were exclusive yet.
No, I don't
think Julie was even born yet.
I don't either. She's only 11. Oh, my gosh.
It's weird.
No, I've never hooked up at a wedding before.
Oh, my gosh, you're not going to tell
the story. What about a rehearsal dinner?
No.
No.
What about at a rehearsal dinner, and then the next day you see the girl, and she's standing with a guy, and a little human was standing next to them?
What?
You mean he made a baby overnight?
A quickie.
He made love to her so hard she had a 3-year-old the next day.
Oh, my God.
That's hard.
Now, I'd like to. Weddings are always one of those deals, especially if you go by yourself. You're always looking to hook up.
Yeah, now tell your story.
I don't have a story.
Before you were married. What does it matter?
You always make up these quote-unquote wedding stories that I have, and I don't have any. If I did, I would I'm very
Okay, let me ask you this.
I'm very forthcoming about it.
Does she live in town?
Who?
This character that might be in your story.
I have never hooked up with a woman.
I don't understand why he's so...
With a woman?
Well, that's an odd claim.
That is. At a wedding.
All right, so you're not going to tell the story.
I don't have a story to
tell.
Will
you tell your the garage story?
My grandpa falling through the garage?
Yeah. Yeah.
And living off dew and leaves for 3 days?
And truck oil because he was pinned in between the garage.
Right.
Now, I've told that story before. I had a question about the draft.
How's Arkansas looking?
Wait, no. Wait.
I haven't heard that story about your grandfather living off truck oil and leaves.
My grandpa is not...